I think one of the things that the election and the hustings kind of revealed was that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael aren't the kind of reliable partners of the Green Party in government, and that because they kind of were prepared to kind of really... It came out in a couple of statements from Lisa Chambers and Regina Doherty, which were kind of basically having a go at the Greens. And but that probably revealed a lot of what was being said on the doors as well that we weren't hearing. And my feeling is, and it has been for some time, is that the Greens actually need to go into an electoral pact with the Social Democrats and with Labour, who are more or less kind of on equal footing in terms of the percentage of the vote in the recent election. So that would not take the form of kind of a new party, but actually an agreement. Like, for example, on a small basis, 60% of my number two votes went to Nessa Cosgrove, you know, and that was kind of replicated at a grander scale, if you like, by Eoghan Reardon getting in with Kieran Cuff's distribution. So there's no reason that kind of thing couldn't work in a general election.
And just on a personal level, you did speak about kind of the struggle for the Green Party to get a foothold in this local area. Do you think that kind of maybe negatively impacted you in a way with people's own preconceived notions maybe about what the Green Party represents, rather than dealing with you on an individual kind of on your own merits?
Yeah, I'd like to think if I was being dealt with on my own merits, you know, I'd get a bit more of a hearing. But there is a kind of reaction to the Green Party, not just because it's in government. It's just because I think people are finding it difficult to face the issues that the Green Party is fronting them with. Climate change is accelerating. And if that seems like a big global issue, it has very local impacts, if you like. And we need to adapt to the kind of changing conditions that climate change is going to bring upon us. So we can't really bury our heads in the sand on that issue. And that's just one thing that the Green Party is not going to go away with that message.